Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The economy is always a key issue in presidential races, but whose economy? Some millennial voters are underemployed and they're weighed down by thousands of dollars in student debt, and nowhere is that problem more acute than in the first primary state, New Hampshire. Graduates there carry an average college debt of close to $33,000, and that's the largest student loan burden in the country. WBUR's Asma Khalid introduces us to one young couple trying to figure out what the candidates might do for them.
This is campus. That was the dorm I lived in when I was a student.
Megan Brabeck is 24. She graduated from college a couple of years ago.
I did a double major in political science and international affairs, and I minored in women's studies and Spanish.
But it's been hard to find a full-time gig. These days, Brabeck works a mishmash of part-time jobs, all at her alma mater, the University of New Hampshire.
So technically, through the university's eyes, it's three separate part-time jobs. So I don't qualify for benefits or anything like that.
Brabeck makes about $29,000 a year. But there's this other issue.
My parents and I took out $44,000 to pay for UNH.
And what bothers Brabeck is that she went to the University of New Hampshire because she thought it was the cheaper in-state option.
We get very little state funding, but we're technically a state school.
In fact, research shows New Hampshire state colleges receive the smallest amount of public funding per pupil in the country.
But the tuition is higher.
Tom Horgan with the New Hampshire College and University Council.
And the tuition is higher because, you know, without broad-based taxes, without a sales tax, without an income tax, the state just doesn't have a lot of resources.
And that means for a public school, the University of New Hampshire has one of the highest in-state tuitions in the country. Megan Brabeck says that financial mix forces students to take out huge loans. But there's more to her economic woes.
I don't think the economic situation of young people is purely because of student loans. I think it's because young people are now extremely underemployed and trying to pay regular bills plus, you know, very high student loans on lower incomes than our parents had at our age.
Welcome. We just moved in really recently, so please ignore the messes.
Brabeck commutes about 45 minutes to work. She lives in Concord on a quiet street with waist-high sunflowers in the front yard. She splits the rent, $925 a month, with her boyfriend, Dan Tothill.
So I graduated law school in May of 2014.
And since then, Tothill's been applying for a lot of jobs.
The jobs that I've been able to find that are law jobs, one was only offering $10 an hour.
He's finally found something at an insurance company. Not exactly what he had hoped, but he has $132,000 of student loans he needs to pay off.
It feels terrifying to have that number like looming over my head that's not dischargeable in any sort of way.
In retrospect, Tothill says, going to law school feels like buying a lottery ticket, just a big gamble with no guaranteed return on investment.
I hope that I can look back on myself in like 10 years, like, oh, like I was so silly to be worrying about that. Like things worked out fine. But at this point, it doesn't feel that way at all.
Where Tothill is more introspective, Brabeck is chatty and candid. She says if they both didn't have so much debt, they would make different professional decisions, of course, but also different personal decisions.
We would certainly start looking at buying houses. Sorry, Dan, to scare you right now, but like I think that we would be kind of more on our way to getting married. But it's important to me to have all the people I love at my wedding, and I know that right now if I were to try to have a wedding, it would be very small.
Brabeck pulls some cheese out of the fridge and starts boiling pasta. She always cooks dinner at home to save money.
We're going to have some tortellini salad. So I've got tortellini, red onion, olives. Tomato.
As she mixes the salad, the conversation turns to politics. For Brabeck, it's hard to divorce student loans from the presidential campaign. Brabeck says her personal economy definitely affects her political opinions.
It does really frustrate me when I hear candidates talk about, oh, well, you should have majored in something else. I'm like, I went to school with two majors and two minors. Like, don't tell me that I didn't work hard enough or do something that was hard enough because I worked really hard.
I got a really good GPA.
Braybeck is a devout Democrat, but she's not sure if she's a faithful Hillary Clinton believer.
A few months ago, I would have said that I'm voting for Hillary, no question. But I haven't seen her speak. Bernie Sanders has been getting a lot of recognition from young people.
Braybeck and Tothill say most of their friends are in the Bernie Sanders camp. And Tothill says he understands why.
I've kind of felt pulled along in the trend of Bernie Sanders in that I thought of him as, like, too far left. But then, like, the more that I've, like, looked at what he has to say, the more it's connected, I guess, with me.
Braybeck is more torn. She would love to see a woman in the Oval Office.
I do have a little bit of an issue voting for another old white man to run our country. I would really love to see someone who looks like me hanging on the walls of any of our buildings. But I don't think that is reason alone to vote for someone.
Her boyfriend, Dan Tothill, says he thinks Sanders would be better on tackling the wealth gap. And he sees student loans as a part of the economic inequality equation.
I think it's disingenuous for schools to be able to just pump out degrees without having any sort of skin in the game.
Tothill wants to hear a solution that balances the risks and rewards of going to college more fairly. He saw Sanders last year at a roundtable on student loans and was impressed. He's not sure that Sanders' idea of free public college is the way to go, but he's excited by the conversation and thinks it could push debate in the right direction.
There's other countries that have been able to solve this problem and figure it out. That's, you know, what our country was kind of founded on, was looking around to, like, what worked in other countries and bringing it back and coming up with our own sort of solution based on that.
Tothill and Braybeck say whatever political solution might be created is probably going to be too late for them. They just hope that one day, if they do get married and have kids, a college education at a public university is a little more affordable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.